Dr. R.A. Torrey was one of America's greatest evangelists. He followed in the footsteps of his mentor, D.L. Moody, a man who led thousands and thousands of souls to Christ, both in America and also here in Britain. D.L. Moody loved to preach about the love of God. And Dr. Torrey, in one of his books, relates the story of a great conversion that took place in D.L. Moody's church in Chicago. It was one of Mr. Moody's concerns and fears that a day may come whenever somebody would one day occupy that pulpit and would fail to declare and preach about the greatness of God's love displayed upon Calvary's cross, whenever the Son of God offered up his life as a ransom for our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Mr. Moody, therefore, had the words taken from 1 John chapter 4 emblazoned upon the pulpit wall in gaslight: God is love. He had copper plate letters made, and then the gas connected to those letters, and the lights would shine, the flames would burn, and fiery red upon the pulpit wall: God is love. It would be unmistakable to passers-by and to those attending the meetings in the church. One night, a local man, bound and fettered by sin, addicted to alcohol, a down-and-out, was passing by the church, and the caretaker was opening the church doors. That man had never been inside Moody's church, and they always wondered what it would be like to sit in those services along with hundreds and hundreds of other people. But he was afraid, he was fearful, he didn't want to go in because of his appearance and because of his lifestyle. He somehow felt that he wouldn't be welcome or wouldn't feel at home. And yet one night he watched that caretaker opening the doors of the church. He went to the door that was left slightly ajar and he looked in. The church was in blackness. And then the first thing that the caretaker did was he lit the gas lights. And all of a sudden, out of the midst of the darkness, that down-and-out man saw those words written: God is love. His heart was moved, his heart was melted, and he decided he would come and sit in the meeting and listen to D.L. Moody preach. And as D.L. Moody preached the word of God, this man's heart was opened, and he came to know the Savior. He sought out the preacher at the end of the meeting and explained what had happened. And D.L. Moody asked him the question, "Well, what was it in the sermon that got your attention?" The man said, "Sir, it was the words written upon the pulpit wall: God is love. And as you preached, I realized and recognized the love of God for me, that God loved me so much that he sent his Son to die upon that cross." What a wonderful, wonderful thing it is to realize in your heart the truth that God is love. I'm not sure who you are today. I'm not sure where you're from. I'm not sure what your background is. I'm not sure what your needs are. I'm not sure what your thoughts are about the things of God or about the gospel of Jesus Christ. But can I remind you afresh, one last time, God is love. God loves you today. I wonder, have you ever responded to that love? Why not come today and respond to it? God so loved the world that he gave. He gave a son to a cruel world. He was nailed to a cross. And on that cross, he suffered, he bled and died to open a way back to God from the dark paths of sin, and to whosoever can enter in. I trust that that will be you today, and that you will respond and take Christ as your personal Savior. Thank you for joining us. May God bless you, and hopefully we will see you again next time.